popular, Vybz Kartel from the album Dancehall Royalty.
But girl, you're not catered. Baby, you're so popular. Gotta go eat you, but man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts. Baby, you're so popular. Gotta go eat you, but man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts.
You got a bag of fans, haters as well. Everything you post for the game, I'm on them. Everything you post for the game, a problem. Body perfect, getting on me top 10. But I know just now, been a pre from when. Every man want to you in a girlfriend. But you could want nothing cause you got wealth. Baby, them not stand a chance. Bag of man want she run it like marathon. But you know so we cool like avalanche. Wish we could have meet and we have a dance. Maybe book a flight, go to Panama. Oh, we see a big spot in the media. I question myself if I see that. Real boss, you a leader. Words from Akil and Nadija.
Baby, you're so popular. Gotta go eat your butt, man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts. Baby, you're so popular. Gotta go eat your butt, man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts. Everywhere you go, a bag of man a look ya. Some a send me money, them a look a boobs out. When you wake up a man in as usual, tell a bag of message in a your inbox. Man a send your flowers under your window. Pastor get it and say hallelujah. You know wait, see the deacon a run come. Tell you something good that everybody wants up.
Bag of man want she run it like marathon. But you know so we cool like avalanche. Wish we could have meet and we have a dance. Maybe book a flight, go to Panama. Oh, we see a big spot in the media. I question myself if I see that. Real boss, you a leader. Words from Akil and Nadija.
Baby, you're so popular. Gotta go eat your butt, man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts. Baby, you're so popular. Gotta go eat your butt, man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, he wanted to go to the Capitol on January 6th, Donald Trump tells the Washington Post, but Secret Service wouldn't let him. He hated the violence and was furious Nancy Pelosi wasn't putting a stop to it. He doesn't remember getting many phone calls, and he didn't destroy any call logs. Trump would lie on credit when he could tell the truth for cash. So why are so many pundits invested in suggesting that he can never be legally brought to account? We'll hear from Marjorie Cohn, professor emerita at Thomas Jefferson School of Law, about the stunning new ruling that shows a way to do just that. Also on the show, polls show 68% of people in the country think marijuana should be legal, the highest number since polling started in 1969. The tide is turning. It's just a matter of who we let be lifted by it and who we allow to drown. Should some people get rich selling weed while others rot in jail for it? That's what the MORE Act that just passed the House tries to address. We'll catch up with an expert on marijuana legislation, Mike Lazuski from the Enact Group. That's coming up, but first a look back at some recent press. The confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court occasions a look back at some of the media coverage of her hearings. While media reported GOP senators' grandstanding harassment and aggressive repetition of baseless accusations, they're... Dum dee li dee and a dee li dee, dee li dee and a dee li dee, and dee li dee li dee li dee, dee lum dee li dee. There is a town in this country, and none of the children there can read with a hi-fi stereo color TV, a stereo color TV. For the printed page they had no use, they treated newspapers with abuse with a hi-fi stereo color TV and a stereo color TV. Oh, the school board was surprised indeed to find out none of those kids could read with a hi-fi stereo color TV and a stereo color TV. To make sure all of the kids would pass, they replaced the teachers in every class with a hi-fi stereo color TV, a stereo color TV. But the children, they soon learned to read and found out that they had no need of a hi-fi stereo color TV, a stereo color TV. A plan was devised by those clever creatures to record the lessons for their teachers on a hi-fi stereo color TV, a stereo color TV. With a video recorder on every chair, the children were free to roam everywhere from the hi-fi stereo color TV, the stereo color TV. Now up in the hills they roam like elves, and the TV sets just watch themselves on a hi-fi stereo color TV and a stereo color TV.
Is here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations everywhere, including SLVRadio.org. Nice to be waking up with you today. Original puzzles, folk, jazz, bluegrass, and more, including multiple selections from Get On Board, the songs of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. The first studio album from Taj Mahal and Rye Cooter in 57 years. Selections throughout the morning. Also, a couple of National Poetry Month features. Anna Doring of Vanka Murals about an event giving you a chance to tour Millvale later today. Cassandra Masters about age-friendly neighborhoods and its launch party today at the Frick Environmental Center. Brandy Fisher from the Alliance for Police Accountability will be here to talk about some upcoming youth events. At 10 o'clock, we have the Coloratura Quartet from Youth Chamber Connections, and also a saxophone ensemble. And at 11 o'clock, live music with indie pop singer-songwriter Halloway Williams. Lots here. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Our pop quiz coming up in a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end. Whenever you pretend, remember anyone can dream. And nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you. One you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine and can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? Melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
Jacob Underwood at the Saturday Light Brigade. Didn't they make the deviled ham, the cans of deviled ham, the Underwood people? I think they did. Probably no relation. You do remember what I mean, those little cans of pickly, hammy. Rick, am I right? The Underwood Devil's Ham, that was what was made? I think so, way back when. Good morning to Mike and Mars. It's good to have you along today. Thanks for checking in already. This was a busy week. I had a couple grant reports and applications due. One I'm really proud to say that I've known about for 2 months, and it was due last night at midnight. And I'm proud. I turned it in about 4 hours before it was due. I didn't wait until 11:59. That's good for me. It's getting better. We also had kids in from Manchester Academic Charter School for a number of activities, including reflective conversations about their past school year, and in one case about their entire education at the K-8 school as eighth graders prepare to move on from the school. We also had a group of kids making radios using our Build a Radio kits here at the new Youth Media Center. We made visits to Propel McKeesport, Braddock Hills, and Homestead, and also Pittsburgh Perry. Quite a bit happening. I hope you had a good week. I do want to share one bit of sad news. If you're a longtime listener, Shirley of Avalon Ridgetop passed away earlier this week at the age of 82. You might remember her as Shirley from Bellevue. More recently, Shirley of the Avalon Ridgetop, a gifted poet, a teacher for 40 years at Quaker Valley High School, the same high school that she attended as a student. She was a member of the first graduating class. We'll have some of her poetry that I'll share with you this morning. I've posted some more details about her on our Facebook page, but she's somebody we'll never forget, and an absolutely fierce, fierce supporter of all that happens here. We'll miss her. That's Charles Mingus just now here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And let us give you a chance now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. And listen carefully. Our pop quiz today challenges you to come up with 5 6-letter words in which the middle two letters are both B's. So rabbit would be an example. R-A-B-B-I-T. R-A-B-B-I-T. Another example would be mobbed, M-O-B-B-E-D. So the idea is two letters, any two letters, followed by two B's, followed by two more letters, as long as it's a six-letter word with two B's in the exact middle. There are more than you might think, and I'll share answers that have already come in from offering this pop quiz in our weekly newsletter. Meanwhile, why not share your own answers? Call us 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. That's our pop quiz this morning. Hello to Larry in Elwood City. Thanks for your email. Hope everything is okay.
There is an end to everything. The breath we take and the songs we sing, and the last note rings and dies away. But the song stays sung till the end of days, and all we do may be undone. But love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung. And astronomers could never chart the constellations of the heart. For lovers part and lovers pine, but the love stays loved till the end of time. And all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung. And every life is a brief bright spark that dies and seems to leave no mark. So we curse the dark and we mourn the flame, but the things it showed us still remain. And all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung.
And I've been told that we are made of dust cast off when stars decay,
and the bodies fade that once were ours. But the dust goes on to make new stars, and all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung.
There are people in this world who will try to pull you down. Asquan of glory to wear that starry crown. So no matter what they do and say, go on, fall on my knees and pray. The station will be changed after a while. Oh, the station will be changed after a while. The Lord himself shall come, smoke on earth is done. Oh, the station will be changed after a while. The station blow, you better be ready to go. The station will be changed after a while. Oh, the station will be changed after a while. The Lord himself shall come, his work on earth is done. Oh, the station will be changed after a while.
Stephen Wade by request from Larry. In Elwood City, the station will be changed after a while. And you also heard Sally Mulford and Windborn with Songs Stay Sung. We're looking for six-letter words with two B's in the middle, and we have quite a few. And I'm just going to get started. We asked you to come up with five. Lori and Brady are in Olympia, Washington. And they said, there's two of us, so we came up with 10. Robber, ribbon, rubber, bobber, gabble, rabble, fibber, jobber, jabber, and cabby. Jeff and Squirrel Hill, nabbed, dabbed, dubbed, fibbed, gabbed, jabbed, jobbed, lobbed, ribbed, robbed, subbed, sobbed, tabbed, and webbed. Vivian has sobbed, bobbed, debbed, webbed, similar, past tense approach, wibbed, gabbed, jabbed, mobbed, nabbed, wobble, and gobble. Dr. Nelson Harrison, who I'm always honored to have playing along, dubbed, rubbed, bibbed, hubbed, tubbed, ribbed, fibbed, robbed, mobbed, webbed, robber, rubber, fibber, and lubber. Begins to sound like a free verse, doesn't it? Leslie in Oakland has hobbit, lobbed, bobbed, tabbed, webbed, bobbin, robber, robbed, gobbed, gobble and hobble. And here's one, texted from a listener whose number I don't recognize. Robbed, cobble, gobble, bubble, pebble. Bobbed, dubbed, jabbed, lobbed, sobbed, and webbed. Phone number ends in 28. Jim in Crafton Heights has, oh no, he always sort of has a unique way of approaching these. Debbie. Cobble, nibble, bubble, jabber, bob, and sobbed, gabbed, webbed, and ribbit. Vivian added hobble, and Melinda lobbed hubbub, hobbit, hobble, and dabble. Lou and Maureen have fibbed, ribbed, sobbed, hobbit, lobbed, robbed, bobbed, and jobbed. James has rubber to add. I think we had rubber. Linda in Collier has bubble, rubble, nibble, pebble, cabby, babble. And there are a few more. Tom and Barb came up with dibble, ribbit, robbed, bobbed, lobbed, mobbed. They sent theirs as free verse. Robber, dauber, bobbin, dobbin, bobble, wobble, hobble, and rabble, babble. Tommy wrote, a cabbie who is riding a dobbin, jabbed a jobber, and a women's libber with a bobber, then dabbed paint on a rubber mat before I saw him hobble away on a bubble. Is hobbit a word? Asked Bilbo Baggins. Russ in Kang, North Carolina has at least 30, including mobbed, robbed, sobbed, and sabbat, as in Sabbath.
Blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Bobber, bibber, hubbub.
They fly so high, almost reach the sky. And like my
pebble and booby, among others.
Fortune's always hiding. Hiding everywhere.
Tom and McCandless writes, Barney Rubble, after catching the robber, took his rubber ducky with him for his bubble bath, but Betty thought it was a bad hobbit and felt he should eat some food from Gobble while he played a game of double with Pebble. And Betty, meanwhile, would plan their move to Cobble Hill in Brooklyn. Bruce has kibble. Russ had kibble, too, for the sound hound. Bruce also had rubble and nibble and rabble and babble. Stu has rubber, cobble, yabber, wobble. Well done. Stu also has tabbed. And Mark has babble, hobbit, cobble, dabble, wobble. Nebby. There's a good one. Nebby. And pebble, rubber, rubbed, rubber, ribbed, robbed, and dubbed.
And
And Russ just sent us a picture of him wearing a Saturday Light Brigade t-shirt to get the morning started. We need to get a few more of those. And we'll work on that. Broadcasting live, thanks for playing along with our pop quiz from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, Loudspeaker One in Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now at area code 515-605-9542, and slbradio.org/radio.
First time they laid eyes on her, swore they'd raise their baby girl to walk through this world on faith and love. In the town that she called home, seeds of red and wrong were sown. Never had a love, but always had enough. She grew tall and fine, like a sweet magnolia tree. Her roots went strong and deep. She's coming from a good place, trying to do the right thing. Loves in a gentle way, bleeds with her heart. Always gonna get by, even in the tough times. From a good place. With her suitcase in her hand, filled with wide-eyed hopes and plans, she set out to step into her dreams. Someday she seemed to have it all, others she just hit the wall. Let's go, coming from a good place, good place. Never say never is always gonna get her to a better place. That's all she's ever known. Coming from a good place, trying to do the right thing. Loves in a gentle way, leaves with her heart. Always gonna get by, even in the tough times. Coming from a good place.
That's the Family Soul and the Good Place, or simply Good Place. There's a TV show called The Good Place, and Ricky and I still have not watched the final four episodes because we didn't want it to end. And probably we're going to have to go back to the very beginning to watch it again. But it's a really well-done show if you've ever seen The Good Place. You know what I mean? And if you haven't seen it, you might enjoy taking a look at it. It's a pretty remarkable invention about good and evil and the afterlife and judgment and success, and a camp sense of humor combined with a little science fiction, perhaps. Just a fun program to watch.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Hello, Laika. Laika and Paula are visiting from California. They're visiting Mike. Paula and Laika just finished walking the Great Allegheny Passage from Pittsburgh all the way to Cumberland, Maryland. What an accomplishment, and thank you for being along with us today. Our pleasure to have you here. Also, hello to Mike, who came up with Robbed Hobbit, Bubble, Chibber, and Babble in our search for six-letter words with two B's in the exact middle. He was born Abraham Meister on April 30th, back in 1923. He changed his name and achieved significant fame for playing an unusual grandpa on TV, living in a house with his daughter Lily and her husband Herman. He had a laboratory down below. He ran for governor of New York in 1998 and U.S. Senator in 2000, and had a long-running WBAI radio show. That's this morning's history riddle. Any ideas as to who it might be? If so, now is the time to share your answer. 412-200-5975. Once again, he was born Abraham Meister on April 30th, back in 1923. He changed his name and achieved significant fame playing an unusual grandpa on TV, living in a house with his daughter Lily and her husband Herman. He had a laboratory down below. He ran for governor of New York in 1998 and U.S. Senator in 2000, and had a long-running WBAI radio show. Good luck. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you can solve this morning's history riddle. Calls are coming in. 412-200-5975.
I got too much stuff. I've got way more shoes than it's possible to use. I got too much stuff. I've got a myriad of devices and way too many vices. I've got no recollection of ever starting this collection. And I guess my innate curiosity combined with sheer fastidiosity reached escape velocity, determining my ultimate direction. Upon reflection, I can't ignore my obvious predilection for too much stuff. I've got multiple containers full of colanders and strainers. I got too much stuff. I've got various vessels filled with mortars and pestles. It's a real mess, I'll tell you. I probably started as a child collecting bottle caps and stamps gradually over time, grew to keyboards, guitars, and amps. I never saw myself as a hoarder with an order disorder, but after the court order, I concluded I was clearly on the border. I got too much stuff. I admit it's almost comical. It's certainly not economical. I got too much stuff. Once tried to keep a chronicle, storage fees alone were astronomical. My friend said it's a symptom, some deep-seated neurosis. So I went to a shrink for a professional psych diagnosis. I said to him, Doc, give it to me straight. What's my likely prognosis? He scheduled me for 52 weeks of hypnosis. I got too much stuff. My basement is cluttered with things best left unuttered. I got too much stuff. I recommend you avoid the attic, especially if you're asthmatic. Now, some may be somewhat skeptical, but everything's collectible. Pardon my inelegance, I don't mean to impugn your intelligence. Stop by one afternoon, you'll see my entire bedroom is strewn with autographed production stills from a Bugs Bunny cartoon, plus my prize-signed photograph of Reese Witherspoon and the actual raccoon cap worn by Daniel Boone, or maybe Davy Crockett, plus this gold-plated locket I keep in my pocket along with this watch. Keeps really good time, so don't knock it. I got too much stuff. My house is a mess. It's really quite stressful. I got too much stuff. I tried to create order, but I've been unsuccessful. I got tchotchkes and doodads and trinkets and knickknacks, plus the world's largest collection of fruit-flavored Tic Tacs, novelties and mementos and assorted paraphernalia, plus a stuffed duck-billed platypus all the way from Australia. I got too much stuff. I got too much stuff. I got too much stuff. I'm filled to the brim with packages of Slim Jims. I got too much stuff. I'm stacked to the rafters with glasses from LensCrafters. I try not to grumble, but my life's an absolute jumble. I take one step in any direction and I stumble. I need to minimize and reorganize and downsize and revise and optimize and prioritize everything that implies. I got too much stuff. I've got 62 cases of marshmallow fluff. I got too much stuff. And believe me, that's way, way more than enough. I'm stuffed to the gills with hammers and drills and posters and pamphlets and flyers and handbills. I can't help it. Categorize, classify, and collate by color and size, by texture and weight. I pray for recovery, but it's probably too late. I got too much stuff.
Thibodeau at the Saturday Light Brigade, and you can't get that stuff no more, and Dean Friedman, and too much stuff. Our history of it all challenging a lot of folks this morning. If you know the answer or think you know, let's hear from you at 412-200-5975. We're here live on the radio. He was born Abraham Meister on April 30th. Back in 1923, he changed his name and achieved significant fame for playing an unusual grandpa on TV, living in a house with his daughter Lily and her husband Herman. He had a laboratory down below. He ran for governor of New York in 1998 and U.S. senator in 2000, both on the Green Party, and had a long-running WBAI radio show. It's a man with two first names, 412-200-5975. Hello to John and Baden. John, good to hear from you. John has the correct answer. Russ in North Carolina knows the character, but not the actor that we're looking for. Bub in Freedom has got both. Tom was thinking it might be somebody from the Addams Family. Close, but it was a different family. Leveraging a similar genre. John and Carrick has the correct answer, as does Mike and Mars and Tommy in Richmond. We'll leave it open for just another moment or so. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Ted and Baldwin just texted. And he's got the correct answer, too. Our historical answer is quite an interesting character. He played an interesting character, but the man himself is as well. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good, thank you. And this guy had a rather left-leaning talk show on WBAI. He ran for governor of New York and also for senator. One of his victories in running, although he did not win the election, he got enough votes to make sure the Green Party had a spot on the ballot in future elections, which he said was one of his primary goals just the same. Do you know who it is?
Oh, I do. It's Al Lewis.
Al Lewis. Best known as Grandpa on the Munsters.
He was, like you said, he was the real life person was more interesting than the characters he played on television.
Yeah, which is saying a lot.
Which were plenty interesting because he was kind of like a vampire grandpa.
Yeah, I think he used to hang upside down in the basement, I think. He'd turn into a bat every now and then on the Munsters.
He had a trap door, and every once in a while, like, the door would pop open. It would be a cloud of smoke.
Yes.
He would come up covered with smoke.
Yes. He'd be down in the lab, in the laboratory, working on things. From an era.
He was insulting Herman.
Yes. His son-in-law, which is kind of sad. And he would enter to this. They just don't write them like this anymore.
They don't, and it's funny that somebody said the Addams Family, because I think both of those shows were only on for 2 years each, but they're on at the same 2 years.
I am almost certain you're right. I know the Munsters made 70 episodes during a two-year period, but it seems they would have made more, doesn't it?
It does, because they've been in reruns forever. But yeah. Remember, the Munsters had a... They had a car that was kind of like a big hearse.
Yes.
And then Grandpa Munster had a car. It was like a race car that looked like a coffin.
Yes.
And I think it was called, like, the Dragula.
Well, Fred Gwynn was amazing in that program, playing the dad, and just a great actor, and probably ends up, who would have thought that he might not be best remembered for that role? He's probably better remembered for playing the judge in My Cousin Vinny, which was just, you know, an amazing character in that particular film.
He was also in Pet Sematary. He was the neighbor across the street who was a doctor.
I did not know that. Yeah, the things I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember who the people were, but he was actually the one who told the protagonist about the Pet Sematary.
Hmm.
Yeah, which was based on a Stephen King novel.
Larry, you know, what city just got it? I think Al Lewis was in Car 54, Where Are
Right,
You?
Him and Fred Gwynn were in that also together.
Oh, that's right.
That was another thing they were in together.
That's right. Interesting.
I think Officer Tootie.
Yeah.
I don't know who the guy was who played. He always went, ooh, 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 like that.
That's a show that doesn't show up in reruns these days very often. I guess it's a little too old, but a fun show. It'd be fun to listen to Al Lewis's radio programs on Pacifica. They might be available on Content Depot or archives.org, which has a lot of that old stuff. But it'd be fun to talk politics with Grandpa.
I would think so. I do remember him running for mayor of New York. I remember
really?
That when he was doing that. Yeah. Added a little bit of interesting sidebar to what was going on up there. But you know what? He was a very smart man, you know. Had a lot of good, you know, good liberal positions.
Yeah, he ran, I'm looking, he ran, let's see, in the 1998 gubernatorial election, he got 52,000 votes, plus a few more, which was enough to assure the Green Party you had to have more than 50,000 votes. To be on the ticket moving forward. So he didn't win, but he got enough votes to keep going, to keep the party going.
Well, he met his goal, and that's, you know, it was his stated goal to do that. So good for you, Grandpa.
Yes. Thanks for checking in.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you as well, if you got the correct answer but did not. Let us know. We'll have another chance for you to earn a charge coming up in about 10 minutes. Randy and Polly in Eglinton got the correct answer. And Randy writes, Grandpa Munster is one of my role models.
He's his own grandpa.
Here's David Grisman.
I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter, had the hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother to the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know.
Grandpa.
son who kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my old grandpa.
David Grisman, and I'm my own grandpa. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you knew that we were looking for grandpa on the Munsters, Al Lewis, the actor that played grandpa on the Munsters. Let's sneak in.
What's that? What the heck is that?
This song by Greg Brown.
What's that? What's that? What's that? In the closet. It's green. It's huge. And it's scary. Oh no!
It's a monster.
What's that? What's that? What's that? In the basement. It's brown. It has fangs. And it's hairy. Oh no!
It's a giant!
What's that? What's that? What's that? In the guitar. It's small. It stinks. And it's ugly.
Ugly. Ugly.
Oh no!
It's a musical monster.
Be careful. Watch out. Be careful. Watch out. Monsters and giants are hiding all about. What's that? What's that? What's that? In your shoe. It's white. It's sharp. And it's gross.
Gross. Gross.
Oh no.
It's a toenail?
Greg Brown at the Saturday Light Brigade with Monsters and Giants. And Anthony also knew we were looking for Al Lewis. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Now we've got a National Poetry Month feature. This poem is called Girls Will Be Girls.
I brought a poem called Girls Will Be Girls. My roommate at the psych ward was a girl about my age, 15 at the time, and we would sit on our beds, cross-legged, chattering away like high school movie besties at a high school movie slumber party, gossiping like the high school girls we were supposed to be. There was a no-touching rule, so we couldn't braid each other's hair, but she told me all about her best friend, who she wished was her boyfriend, and I talked smack on the rude nurse with the sour face, and we sat together during our designated lunch hour to complain about the cafeteria food. Bedtime, for insomniacs, is meant to put an end to conversation. Unlatched door ajar, blinding sliver of hallway fluorescence, darkness interrupted, stifled giggling, a nurse's pacing footsteps on linoleum, quiet or she'll hear us, hissed across the void between our beds. The hospital confiscated all escape upon admission. Laptops, cell phones, music, pencils, deadbolts, but they couldn't make us check our nature at the door. Together, we remade a scene from Shawshank. Two girls chipping normalcy from sterile white walls with hospital-grade plastic sporks.
Her name is Malia Lenker. Girls Will Be Girls, the poem. And you will hear another poem this morning. Actually, several. At 10 o'clock, and you can visit slbradio.org for more National Poetry Month features from the Saturday Light Brigade archives. If I may, I would like to share a poem with you while we have a moment from Shirley Stevens. Shirley passed away this past week, and you may know Shirley as a very frequent caller. If you're a Quaker Valley School District teacher or alum, you likely know her. She was a member of the school's first graduating class of 1957. She went on to teach English there from 1961 to 2001, 40 years. She won awards, nurtured thousands of students, including after retiring. And Shirley from Bellevue, and more lately, Shirley from the Avalon Ridgetop, was a fierce supporter of everything we do. She passed away at 82 at her home just a few days ago. It was Monday. Our sympathy to her brother Stuart and all who know and love her. On April 8th, just 17 days before Shirley passed away, she wrote to tell us that she had been awarded first prize in the Pittsburgh Poetry Society contest for this poem called Ode to My Mitt. I unwrapped the birthday paper, traced the scripted R with my finger, Rawlings. I sniffed new leather, draw the mitt onto my left hand, thump the sweet spot with my fist. Thanks, Dad. I walk the stitched ball into the pocket. Open, close, open, close. Dad gives me neat's foot. Easy on the oil. That night, I